and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
I'm Chickling.
And today it's day two, the second day of our article with a very interesting and kind of useful title, No Need to Be Afraid, Smart Ways to Say No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, 'cause sometimes we have a little bit of a fear of saying no. You might be struck with FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. And
exactly.
So you might be afraid, if I say no to the fun thing that all my friends want to do, even if I don't really want to do it, I might miss out on stuff. They might not like me as much. You know, maybe they won't ask me to do it again, that kind of thing. But if you're always saying yes to please other people because you're afraid what will happen if you say no, you might find yourself kind of being a bit of a slave to this problem, right? You'll end up doing things you don't want to do, going places you don't want to go, spending time on things that either you don't really want to spend time on, or maybe you just can't spend time on them. You've got other important stuff to do, but because you're so busy trying to make everyone else happy,
right,
saying yes to them, you might end up hurting yourself.
That's so true.
And that's not really a good situation to put your own self in. You have control over
it. Put yourself first.
Put yourself first, exactly. It is one of the easiest things to say no. It's not a very long word, but it can also be one of the hardest things to say no because we're afraid of what will happen. So let's get into our article and we'll find out all about this. After a little warm-up question, how do you feel when your friends say no to you? Maybe you're asking them to go out and do something you really want to do and they're like, sorry, I can't.
I usually feel neutral. I actually, like, I don't really have that, like, I don't really feel that strong. Like, I don't really have strong feelings.
Okay.
When a situation where people say no to me.
Okay, that's good.
So you really depends, though. Like, if it's, do you want to date me? Do you want to be my boyfriend? Then if that person says no, that might break my heart.
Oh, I see. Okay, that could
be. But if it's like, could you help me close the door? Oh, sorry, I'm busy. But that, it doesn't hurt.
You'll just go and close the door.
Yeah, I'll just do it myself.
Absolutely. I think also as we get older, we understand that different people have different needs at different times.
Yeah.
Right? You've been in more situations where you had to say no, and you might have let people down, but you had your reasons, so you understand that maybe other people have reasons too. Maybe I will be disappointed, but they're not doing it to hurt me. They're doing it to help themselves.
Exactly.
You know? And if they're my friend, we should at least respect that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to our article and see what's going on today.
No need to be afraid. Smart ways to say no. Warm-up question. How do you feel when your friends say no to you?
1. Jenny wants Melissa to buy something for her on vacation. Melissa doesn't want to, though. She can say,
there won't be enough room in my suitcase. I need to buy things for my family and myself.
All right, so today's article is kind of looking back at some of the little mini dialogues we had yesterday. Remember, Melissa was going around just disappointing everyone. Well, that's one way of looking at it, but I think it's more accurate to say Melissa was just trying to do her own thing, and a bunch of other people were making her feel bad.
Right.
Because she was going to say no, but for very good reasons. But other people maybe weren't treating her with the respect that she deserved. So situation number one, remember, Jenny wants Melissa to buy something for her on vacation. Those chocolate potato chips from Japan. Melissa doesn't want to, though, right? She didn't want to bring a lot of extra money. Jenny suggested paying with a credit card, but that's not the point. Melissa didn't want to bring all that extra money. So she can say, as we get back to the article, there won't be enough room in my suitcase. I need to buy things for my family and myself. That could be true too.
对，所以 Melissa 其实她就可以直接跟这个 Jenny 说，其实我行李箱放不下了，我还需要买东西给家人跟自己呢。其实遇到这种状况，这些人都不给你，都不客气，你也不需要跟他客气什么，因为这个人 basically Jenny just socially uncalibrated. I think like
okay.
When you said that, like she's supposed to know. She should have known that. Yeah, maybe. Just Jenny, Melissa is not going to be able to help me. Like, Jenny, she should have known that.
Yeah, You can definitely ask. That's fine.
True, true, true. Yeah.
But if the person has a good reason and they say no, or even if they don't really have a good reason, they just don't feel like it, you need to respect that. All right. So if you were Melissa and you were trying to let down Jenny in a nicer way, what kind of thing might you say?
I will probably be like, sorry, Jenny, but I love you a lot, but please don't take it as an offense because, well, I actually don't have enough space in my suitcase.
Okay.
We can have chocolate potato chips together when I get back.
Yeah,
maybe
you can
do
that.
I can just buy one bag.
Maybe you can help her find a place to buy them here online, and then she will never have this problem.
Yeah.
I think the other thing you could say is, five boxes? I don't know. How about I bring you two boxes?
Okay.
Or something like that, right? Because five is quite a lot.
That's a lot.
You know, so you can kind of offer to do some of what they're asking, but not all of what they're asking. Mm-hmm. Or, remember it was a money thing, she can say, why don't you go to the bank and get me some Japanese money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take your money and I'll spend it on your thing, but I'm not going to get it out of my bank.
I know.
You can find a way to do that or something, yeah. Anyways, do you usually buy things like this, both for yourself or for other people when you're on holiday?
I do.
Chocolate-covered potato chips, for example?
I usually buy mugs. I love
mugs.
I know, they're very boring.
Coffee mugs.
Yeah, coffee mugs.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to collect. What do I buy? Well, actually, this reminds me of those Tokyo bananas.
Tokyo bananas.
You know the Tokyo bananas? I always buy those when I go to Japan. It's like a little sponge cake, and it looks like a banana.
Okay.
And it's got kind of chocolate or sweet banana flavor inside. So I do buy those. No one usually asks me to buy them, but sometimes I will buy them, four or five boxes to give them away. So, souvenirs can be good. But snacks can be a challenge, right? They can take up a lot of space, and especially potato chips. You don't want to crush them.
No.
Right? So sometimes you do need extra space in your luggage, and that might be another thing that, of course, Melissa would struggle with. All right, let's get back to our article.
2. Melissa is busy with work and doesn't have time for Gerald. She can say,
I understand you feel angry. I will see you when I have free time.
3. Melissa's dad doesn't want her to quit her job. She can say,
I'm unhappy at this job. I want to follow my dreams. I would like your support.
Welcome back. Let's get back to the article. It says, Situation 2. Melissa is busy with work and doesn't have time for Gerald. Okay, remember situation 2, Melissa was at work, was at home doing some work, and Gerald, her boyfriend, wanted to go see a movie. Melissa was kind of like, I don't really have time to do that right now, and instead of just being kind of cool and nice, Gerald went, but you don't love me, or something like that. Just because you don't want to see a movie, maybe that means you don't love me anymore. Clearly that's not something you can assume or anything like that. Maybe she's just busy, like she said. So Gerald was making her feel guilty. He was making her feel bad just because she wouldn't do what he wanted her to do. And that's not nice.
所以还记得吗? Melissa 忙着工作,但是她没有空陪男朋友 Gerald. 然后Gerald就说, 你是不是不爱我了? 你都没有花时间陪我? 那 what should she say?
She can say, I understand you feel angry. You know, it's good to acknowledge someone's feelings, even if you don't agree why they feel angry. Telling them not to feel angry probably isn't a good idea right at that moment when they're feeling those emotions. So I understand you feel angry. I can see that you feel angry. I am recognizing your emotions. And that's basically all you have to say. You don't have to make them feel better. That's up to them. But you can kind of, you know, leave an open door for the future. You can say something like, I will see you when I have free time. Or let me look in my schedule to find a night when we can go to the movies. You know, kind of saying, look, I can't wave my wand and, you know, magically make me not busy and make you happy right now. But I can understand how you feel and I can make make it important. Work with me here, and maybe we can find another time.
But obviously, leave me alone
until then.
I know, but obviously he was guilt-tripping her.
He was definitely being way too dramatic. And yes, it's not nice.
Yeah, it's not nice.
To make someone feel guilty for something that they're not doing. And she's got work to do. She can't just make the work disappear. Mm-hmm. All right, the third thing that happened in our article, Melissa wanted to quit her job. She wanted to open a coffee shop because that's what she was passionate about. And her dad was like, I wasted all that money sending you to school.
How does that have anything to do with that?
Nice. No.
Her wanting to open a coffee shop.
As it said there, Melissa's dad doesn't want her to quit her job.
A little bit more than that. Basically,
but yes.
Usually your parents want the safest for you. Not like they want the safest for you.
They
not
want the best for you?
Best, yeah. Maybe best, but it's best from their perspective.
Ah, okay. But what is best for, what they think is best for you might not be what you think
is best.
Is best for you. Or yes, as you say, maybe you want to take more of a chance, more of a risk in your life. And maybe they're like, we just don't want you to get hurt or something like that. But maybe that's what you need to be happy. Yeah. So what could Melissa say when her dad said something like, you're throwing away your future and your education? Well, she could explain herself. She can say, I'm unhappy at this job. The job I have now, I hate it. I hate getting up every morning and going to work. I'm miserable. I'm unhappy. I want to follow my dreams. I would like your support is something she could say. And I think another thing, as you said, parents are often just worried about you. If she came to her dad and said, look, here's my plan.
Right.
I have this money and I have a partner and we found this place and this is what I'm going to do. And we think in a year or two, you know, if you show them you thought about it and you're not just like, I'm going to go do something and it'll be amazing. They're worried that what if it's not? If you can show them that you've actually thought about it and planned about it, then that will probably make them hopefully more comfortable and more confident that you can handle this.
可以，所以如果其实你想要追求自己梦想，但是爸爸妈妈不支持的话，你可以给爸爸妈妈明确的目标或者是计划，因为通常父母亲都会希望小孩有明确的未来，然后比较安全的未来，所以你可以试着跟父母亲沟通。
So what do you think? Should she follow her dream and quit the job and open the coffee shop?
Follow her dreams.
Really?
Always. You only live once. You need to be happy.
I agree mostly. There's a lot of coffee shops around.
Maybe not a coffee shop, something else.
I might be a little more confident, but there's a lot of coffee shops around. I'm not sure we need more. But yes, she can still definitely find something she has a passion for. Because, you know, wasting your life at a job you hate is not really what most people want.
这边的 room 我们文章中指的是空间哦。那我们也指房间的意思，大家知道吗？比如说 ，she rented a room in a small apartment near her workplace， 或者是呢，我们今天说到有足够的空间，我们英文可以说 to have enough room。那我们再看另外一个句子哦。I have enough room in my car. I can drive 4 people to the restaurant. 我的车子空间很大，可以载四个人去餐厅。那我们刚好看到第二个动词哦，这个单字是 understand， 它就是理解、明白的意思。它的三态是 understand、understood、understood。所以去理解别人，你后面直接加你理解的人。比如说 ，she's a good listener and always tries to understand others。或者是你让自己被理解，我们可以说 to make someone understood, to make oneself understood. 比如说 even though she doesn't speak much Spanish, she managed to make herself understood. 那我们看另外一个例句。I understand Ian's love for his dog. I also love my dog a lot. 我能理解 Ian 对他狗狗的爱，因为我也很爱我的狗。那我们刚刚看到的形容词 free， 这是空闲的意思哦。所以有空闲时间就是 free time。比如说 ，I finally have some free time this weekend to relax and unwind。我终于有一些时间可以放松一下了。那我们再看另外一个句子哦，这边也是没有，就是空闲时间。The students were free after class, so they decided to play soccer together。这些学生下课后没有事做，就决定一起去打踢足球。那刚刚 Melissa 就说、oh, I'm unhappy at my job， 她应该要这样跟她爸爸讲嘛。 Unhappy 就是不开心的，所以你对什么事情不开心就可以说 I'm unhappy with something。 He was unhappy with his performance in the game， 他对自己在比赛中的表现觉得哎，不是很满意哦。那我们看另外一个句子咯。 Doris was unhappy because she lost her favorite doll. Doris 很不开心哦，因为她最喜欢的娃娃不见了。Okay, 所以这边是今天所有单字，大家不要忘记复习咯。Right now, let's go to our review time activity.
All right, we have a little review time game before we finish things off, just to remind you and ourselves, what were the new words for today? They were room, understand, free, and unhappy. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
You're ready to play definitions.
Definitions, okay.
I'm going to describe the word as if you look the word up in a dictionary. This is where it writes and it tells you what the word means. I'm going to try to explain to you what the word means. So then you have to guess which word I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
Available to be used.
Available to be used. Are you free?
Are you free? Are you available to be used or available to do things?
Are you available? That's kind of weird. Okay.
Which one?
Are you available to be used?
No, that would be more like a free seat.
Yeah, okay.
A free seat on the bus. It's available to be used.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you need your friend to help you carry a piano upstairs.
Right.
Hey, are you free on Sunday? I'm going to use you to carry a piano. It's not a nice way to think of it, but it could be true. Okay, to comprehend, to get, to have something make sense in your mind, brain, thinking place.
Okay, to comprehend, to understand something.
To understand, to comprehend, to get it, it makes sense, everything you say, wodong, wodong. Yes, not happy, sad.
Oh, this is unhappy.
Yes, unhappy, okay. And space that is available.
Room.
Room. There is no room in my bag for your chocolate chips, whatever. Plus, you can go to some store and buy them
here. If you want chips,
I think they even have them at 7-Eleven, don't they?
I know.
I think they do. They're a bit expensive.
Just freaking Google them, right?
You can Google them. Or just go buy some Pringles and buy some chocolate and dip them in and shut up.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, guys. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to other people, but be kind to yourselves, too. And we'll see you back here sometime soon.
想知道今天的影片内容可以如何运用在生活当中吗？快来空中悄悄跟我们一堆练习吧！拜拜。
Bye.